The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Today is Wednesday, September 2nd. What to know about a global vaccine effort and why the U.S. will not be joining in. And new research about fake online accounts tied to Russia. Plus, what renters should now know about evictions on hold. Google and Apple changed their contact tracing tactics. And who's the new third richest person in the world? Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in less than 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. There's a new global effort to find an effective COVID-19 vaccine and distribute it around the world. But the United States is not taking part. More than 170 countries are reportedly showing interest, but the Trump administration says it does not want to be involved in part because the World Health Organization is leading the way. For months, President Trump has said the UN Health Agency is too heavily influenced by China and is in need of reform. And remember, Trump has already taken steps to withdraw the U.S. as a member of the WHO. So what is this new global vaccine effort all about? Well, it's called the COVID-19 Vaccines Global Access Facility, aka COVAX. For the countries that are involved, the idea is to vaccinate high-risk people in every country first, instead of vaccinating the wealthiest countries first, who would be most capable of developing their own. While the U.S. already has a few promising vaccines in the works, the World Health Organization argues COVAX will act as a sort of backup plan in case the U.S. vaccines don't work out after all. The Washington Post spoke to experts who were also worried about that worst-case scenario, where the U.S. could be left with no options without the help of COVAX. But again, that is unlikely since three vaccines are already in their final stage of testing in the U.S. From vaccines to treatments, a government health panel now says convalescent plasma should not be used as the go-to standard of care to treat COVID-19, at least not yet. Remember, convalescent plasma is blood plasma taken from COVID-19 survivors and then given to sick patients. The idea is that it might help sick patients recover faster since survivors have built up antibodies to fight off an infection. The FDA did give emergency authorization to that treatment last month, but now a National Institutes of Health panel says not so fast. There's no evidence that definitely proves it works. And the panel says studies have not yet looked at the long-term risks. Still, the FDA says the treatment is safe and available, since many doctors are desperate for anything that might help sick patients right now. So far, NBC News reports more than 72,000 COVID-19 patients have already been treated with convalescent plasma in the U.S. President Trump says recent violence stemming from protests and riots around the country amounts to, quote, domestic terror. He made that statement during his visit to Kenosha, Wisconsin, yesterday. Tensions have been high there in Kenosha since a white police officer shot a black man, Jacob Blake, several times in the back. Protesters have called for the officer to be charged with murder, but authorities say it's still under investigation. More recent protests have been peaceful, but President Trump, alongside Attorney General William Barr and Acting Homeland Security Secretary Chad Wolf, surveyed some of the damage in the town to cars and businesses that were left behind from earlier riots and looting. They also visited with local police. Then Trump condemned, quote, reckless politicians. He says they wrongly suggest American law enforcement is racist. Now President Trump says his administration is going to provide $1 million to Kenosha police, about $4 million to support small businesses in that area, and $42 million to support public safety around the state of Wisconsin. The president did not meet with Jacob Blake's family members during his visit. Trump said he met with the mother's pastor instead, but when he was told to contact the family's legal team to reach them directly, he didn't want lawyers involved. Blake's father said he was disappointed, and his uncle criticized the president for causing division. The family did get out to join a community rally yesterday to call for justice and police accountability in a peaceful way. Family lawyers say Jacob Blake is still in the hospital, now paralyzed. Facebook and Twitter say they've taken down more fake accounts tied to Russia that are trying to interfere in the U.S. election. Facebook says it got a tip from the FBI and hired an independent research firm to look for foreign manipulation on its platform. Researchers found the same group linked to Russia that used social media during the 2016 election is at it again. So Facebook says it removed more than a dozen fake accounts discussing a range of topics from racial justice to specific candidates. They appear to be targeting left-wing voters in the U.S. Apparently, the group also set up a website called Peace Data, meant to look like a liberal news outlet that even recruited American freelance writers to contribute. Twitter also said it removed several accounts tied to Russia. Of course, this is not the first time these social media platforms have taken action like this. And in the past, Russia has denied that it's ever tried to sway U.S. elections. Today marks 75 years since the official end of World War II. On September 2, 1945, Japan signed a formal surrender on the battleship USS Missouri. That action ended the deadliest conflict in human history. So a ceremony is being held today at Pearl Harbor in Hawaii with U.S. Defense Secretary Mark Esper and a few invited guests. There were plans to have about 200 people, mostly World War II veterans and their families, but over the weekend, those plans changed. Ceremony organizers decided that people who were planning to fly into the state were no longer invited in order to protect aging veterans from COVID-19. At this point, World War II survivors are mostly in their 90s, so the Pearl Harbor ceremony will now be limited to only war veterans who live in Hawaii. Everyone else can still watch the ceremony online. More news ahead, but first, this episode is brought to you by Liquid IV. Proper hydration is so important and can impact everything from your mood to even your immune system. In fact, whenever I have a headache, I often realize it's because I'm dehydrated, and my go-to cure is a cold glass of ice water with a packet of Liquid IV mixed in. Liquid IV is specifically designed to have the perfect balance of what you need to hydrate faster and more effectively. And in my experience, it works. It also tastes great. I actually like all the flavors, but I'd say my favorite is acai berry. My husband's favorite is now lemon lime. It's non-GMO, it's vegan, and it's free of gluten, dairy, and soy. And I love this about Liquid IV. The company is donating 3.7 million servings in response to COVID-19. Products are being donated to hospitals, first responders, food banks, veterans, and active military. Liquid IV is available nationwide at Costco and Target, but you can get 25% off when you go to liquidiv.com and use the code NEWSWORTHY at checkout. That's 25% off anything you order when you use the code NEWSWORTHY at liquidiv.com. Now, back to the news. Some American renters are now safe from eviction, at least through the end of the year. The Trump administration announced a nationwide eviction moratorium effective right away. It says single people who make less than $99,000 a year or couples who make less than $198,000 a year cannot get kicked out if the coronavirus crisis is the reason they can't make rent. So to avoid eviction, a renter must confirm either a lost job or medical expenses because of COVID-19. Still, we should note, this doesn't mean people don't have to pay rent. It just gives them longer to make their payments before getting kicked out. It also does not stop landlords from charging late fees. Critics say this isn't enough, but negotiations on Capitol Hill about the next relief bill are at a standstill right now. The Senate returns from its August recess next week, and the next aid package is on the top of the agenda. Apple and Google are expanding their coronavirus warning software so more people can start using it if they want. We're talking about the company's contact tracing technology. Remember, it uses Bluetooth on people's smartphones to take note of other cell phones nearby and alert those who may have been unknowingly exposed. Until now, Apple and Google software only worked if people downloaded an app from their local health department. But here's the problem. Only 6 states have created apps that use that tech. Other states have said they'd like to create the apps but don't have the resources right now. So Apple and Google have removed some barriers. The companies say a new option, called Exposure Notifications Express, will make it easier for state health agencies to use the software without having to create a customized app. People who live in participating states could then get a pop-up notification, giving them the chance to opt in to the program. Tesla founder Elon Musk is now the world's third richest person in the world. Bloomberg reports his net worth is $115 billion, meaning he's knocked Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg out of the top 3. Of course, Musk's increase in wealth is mostly thanks to Tesla's increasing stock. This year alone, it soared 500%. And Tesla is now worth $475 billion. And Musk is also the founder of several other companies, like SpaceX, Hyperloop, and OpenAI. Bloomberg's Billionaire Index says only 2 people are richer than Musk, Amazon founder Jeff Bezos, and Microsoft founder Bill Gates. The 77th annual Venice Film Festival begins today. This is the first big film festival of the COVID era that people are invited to attend in person. Because of that, there will be a ton of safety protocols like mask requirements and social distancing. Many of the guests who are flying to Italy from other countries will have to get tested for COVID-19. But even with all these changes, some big-name stars like Cate Blanchett and Matt Damon are expected to attend. And just like old times, a bunch of new movies will debut. The Venice Film Festival starts today and will wrap up September 12th. And that's it for the main 10 minutes of news today, but now it's time for Work Wednesday, where we break down one interesting career or work-related news story every Wednesday. And today we're talking about how companies are starting to abandon their office buildings as they shift to a work-from-home model. For example, Pinterest is now terminating its lease for a massive office space in San Francisco. It was supposed to take over 490,000 square feet of office space, but recently backed out. It's not alone in its efforts to downsize either. The outdoor retailer REI has the same idea. In fact, it's selling its brand new corporate office in Washington State 2 years into construction. But REI says it no longer needs the space since having employees work from home has been working out. Experts tell The Washington Post they expect other companies to follow suit. And remember, companies like Google, Facebook, and Twitter have also extended their work-from-home policies. We'll be talking more about this shift to remote work and what the data says are the pros and cons of it in this weekend's special edition Saturday episode. All right, thank you so much for listening today. We'll catch you up on more news to know tomorrow. Until then, have a great day.